and not. Ramach mitzvah says 247 mitzvahs he's allowed to volunteer, and Shabbos the Nacha he's not allowed to volunteer. And the Rambam, didn't we talk about it? The Rambam learns a different shot. The Rambam says he's allowed to volunteer even Shabbos, provided that he volunteers at the Torah Seder mitzvah of Yosef. But if he doesn't volunteer Shabbos, he observes Shabbos as if this is part of his religion, so then he's creating a new religion. Either you belong to the religion of the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach, or you belong to the Jewish religion where you're obligated in many more mitzvahs. But to say I have a new religion which requires of me that I can't eat pork and I have to keep in Sabbath and this and that and the other thing and Ash Wednesday and Ramach mitzvah says 247 mitzvahs he's allowed to volunteer, and Shabbos the Nacha he's not allowed to volunteer. And the Rambam, didn't we talk about it? The Rambam learns a different shot. The Rambam says he's allowed to volunteer even Shabbos, provided that he volunteers at the Torah Seder mitzvah of Yosef. But if he doesn't volunteer Shabbos, he observes Shabbos as if this is part of his religion, so then he's creating a new religion. Either you belong to the religion of the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach, or you belong to the Jewish religion where you're obligated in many more mitzvahs. But to say I have a new religion which requires of me that I can't eat pork and I have to keep in Sabbath and this and that and the other thing and Ash Wednesday and whatever, so that's a violation of like Abal Tesis. So the Rambam says that that's the pshat in the Gemara. Akon Sheshavas Chayv Misa, if he does it as a new religion, that's prohibited. But if he volunteers something, he wants to volunteer Truma, knowing that he's not obligated in Truma, as an Enem at Suvavir. So that for sure is permissible. We left off by the Mishnah on Chav Gimel on the base. The last Mishnah in the pair. Av Hanoshim Sheinan Emonis Lama Meis Baila. Let's say a woman is in Agun and the husband is missing, we don't know where he is. And somebody, and so Min HaTorah, you have to have two witnesses come and testify that the husband is dead because it's a Dovish of the Yervo. And a Dovish of the Yervo needs two kosher aids. And with the Rabbanon, they made a takana, it's a complicated thing. The Rabbanon made a takana that if an Eidechot says, testifies, Meis Baila, the Eidechot is believed. Even if the wife herself comes to Bezin and she says, Meis Baili, my husband died. So that's included in the takana of the Rabbanon that the Isha is believed. However, there are Chomish Noshim, there are five women who are Hashudas L'Shaker, that we don't trust them. And if they testify that the husband is dead, we don't believe them. Who are the five women? So the Mishnah lists off Chamoisa the Shviger. Sometimes there's a natural tendency to be jealous of the daughter-in-law of Aziz Tsugigam with her son, that there's a jealousy. So the mother-in-law may come and testify falsely that her son is dead. A psychology to testify that her son is dead in order to encourage the daughter-in-law to go remarry, in order that she should become Asur al-Baila, in order to be pater from this daughter-in-law. In order to get this, she's been trying for years to get the son to divorce his wife, to get rid of his daughter-in-law, and it didn't work, so now she'll tell the daughter-in-law the son died, in order that the daughter-in-law should remarry, in order that that she should have her son back.
Hashash. But it's not based on any pasuk or any...
If anything, it's the reverse. No, the pasuk in the Ruah says the way the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law got along so well, that when Ruth remarried, Ruth was the daughter-in-law of Naomi, and her husband died. And then when she remarried to Boaz, and she had a child, so Naomi was raising, it wasn't her grandchild, it was her former daughter-in-law's baby. So the Pasuk says, how did they say, Yolda Beid L'Naomi, Naomi got an enikel, what's an enikel? It's her former daughter-in-law had a baby. But they got along so well, they hit it off so well, so even years later.
Mulish Shabbos tells the story about the brother who told the daughter to put on some...
Burned it to death,
To put on some thinking, then she...
Then she
lit the candles and you got it burned. Not
unusual, yeah. So that's what the Mishnah says.
Wouldn't that put on if she's told that her husband is dead and she didn't marry?
Well, he told somebody, I don't know.
She may have to divorce both, but she can marry one.
She's not allowed to remain married with either.
And she can't go back to... No. Let's see, in the concentration camp, somebody told her the husband was gone, and then she remarried, and then the husband came back.
You're not permitted to remarry the husband.
No?
No. There's just a machloikes hatanoim is that din that she's not, it's a penalty, minatora she is, minatora she thought her husband was dead, so
right.
She's an ashes, she's in Sabashogi. It's only a knas midirabon. So there's a machlekes hatanaim in the Mishnayis and Yevamis, and against a Mishnah against the Braisa. That knas, that if the woman thought honestly, they tested Bezna Kipaskin, that she's allowed to remarry because of the Edom who came and said Meizbaila. So there's a penalty, she's not allowed to be married to the first husband. Is that only if the psak of the Bezim was based on Eid Echot, or even if the het of Bezim was based on two Eidim? What if Shnei Eidim testified Meiz Baila? You don't have to come on to any Kula Midirabon. That's a Dimin HaTorah of Shnei Eidim saying. So that's a Machlekes HaTanayim, whether Asur Al Baila. I think we pass from there also Asur Al Baila. But if it's only Eid Echot for sure, the psak of the Bezim that she's mutarisly announced, if it's based on Eid Echot, then for sure you have the Din. So the Mishnah reckons these five women who are chashudas l'shaker, and therefore are not nemonis to say meiz baal. Chamosa is the mother-in-law. Bas chamosa means her husband's, her sister-in-law, her husband's sister. So rasa means the co-wife. If a man is married to two wives, so there's obviously going to be friction and jealousy. Yevimta means her sister-in-law, her husband's brother's wife. The two kinds of sister-in-law, my husband's, the husband's sister, or the husband's brother's wife. So the both of them are chashudas l'shaker. The Gemara explains why, because she's afraid that the Yavama is afraid that maybe her husband will die, and then she'll be skuka l'yavam, and then she'll turn out to be a tzarasa. She's already afraid in advance that they may turn out someday to be co-wives, because b'zman ha-tanaim they used to practice ibum. So when you have two brothers and married to two wives, each one has his own wife, so they're already concerned now what may be in the future when the husband may, if they have children, so there's no problem. If there's no children, so if the husband's going to die, then there's going to be yibum, there's going to be yibum, they're going to be co-wives, so she wants to prevent it already now.
She should
bump her off in advance.
Even if she has children, she won't be believed, no?
I think even if later on she has children, she won't be believed, because once her mind is made up, so she's going to remain as a soine of this sister-in-law forever. So even after the children are born, there's no more hashash, nothing, but all the children are going to die, and then the husband is going to die. So far-fetched. Still, we are concerned, even though it's really a far-fetched hashash, because it didn't happen so often. So these are the five women.
Wonder jealousy is not
well. Ubaz Bailo. Ubaz Baila means her stepdaughter. Her stepdaughter, she's the stepmother. So obviously they're not going to get along. So these five women are not believed if the husband is missing for a long time. And any other Eidech, or any other Jewish person comes and says, Meiz Baila, that's a Takonas HaTanoim, that Nemon, Eidech is Nemon. Even a woman is Nemon is to say Meiz Baila. The woman herself is Nemon to say, except for these five women. So even though these five women are Hashudas L'Shaka, Hashudas L'Kalkala, but nonetheless, if any of the five women comes and serves as a shliach lahilachas haget, and she delivers the get to the wife, and she says, your husband made me a shliach lahilach, and here's the get, so that the Mishnah says, that's good. Then the man is lahavi as gita.
Why is that such a chiddush? When they're making the statement that the husband dies, they're giving testimony, which we cannot prove here, they're holding a get in their hand,
That's how the Mishnah says, Ma ben get l'nisa. Why is there a difference between Meiz Baila as opposed to get? So it says, Shaksav Machiach. She brings a get. She's not saying anything. She does come, she brings a get. She has a document also that testifies to the fact that she was appointed, she was duly appointed as a shlich l'halacha by the husband. So she doesn't say anything. She just gives a get, and that's it. That's what it says in the Mishnah.
If she comes with another aid, does the other aid become possible? Because if you come together as two aides.
No, so then the other aide is Dalmeha. You ignore the fact that this woman is here. You believe the other aide. No. Only if the woman comes on her own. So the Gemara affects Akasha right away. How can the Mishnah say that the five women who are not believed to stay Meiz Baila are believed to deliver the get? Because there's nothing to be believed about. She just gives a document, okay. I'm the Shliach and this is the get, and, 2 and 2 is 4. There's nothing here. Ivo Hatanya state Farkert and Ebraise. Kishem she'en amon es lama meiz baila, just like they're not bagloif to say meiz baila, kach ein amon es lohavi gita, so too they're not believed to give a get. So chastira between amachleik and shatanoi, what? Chastira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, like kasha, kam ba'aretz, kam b'chutz l'aretz. When we learned already from the very beginning of the Masechta, HaMevi Get in Medina Sayam, when somebody brings a get from Chutz La'aretz, a Shliach HaBaal has to say before Anechtem, has to say something before Anechtem, and he's believed on what he says before Anechtem. The Chachamim gave him that money. But if he brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, when they all became Lishma, they were all careful, all the Sofrim were careful to write Lishma, so then there's no need for the Shliach to say before Anechtem. So that's what Rav Yosef says, simple. The woman is not, if one of these five women who are Hashudas L'Shaka and Hashudas L'Kalkala is delivering a get from Chutz La'aretz, then she has to say before Anechtem, so she has to have Namonis on that. So then we put our foot down, we say no, she ain't an Amenit because we're afraid she may be telling a lie. But if it's in Eretz Yisrael and they don't have to say anything before Anechtem, they just give the get and they show that they show a document that says that they were duly appointed by the husband as a Shlich Lo'elocha. So then there's no issue of namonis. So that's what Rav Yosef says. Loi kasha kam ba'aretz kam chutz la'aretz. Ba'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. The lav adibur didor kasam chinam. You don't have to rely on anything the shliach says because the shliach does not have to say before an echtav. Is mehemna. So she's bagloit. What do you mean bagloit? She doesn't say anything. She just gives the get. She gives a document that says she's the shliach and she gives the get. It's a garnish. But in Chutz La'aretz, the Adibur Dido, Kosam Chinon, you have to follow Zach on her Nemanis that she says, Lefanai Nechtam, so then we're afraid, Chashudis L'Kalkala, she may tell a lie, Loi Menhem. That's how Rav Yosef said. That's what I would have said like that also. But we don't pass like that.
But there is a Sach Machiach, so what's the difference? What's she going to be Shake? That what, she didn't see it, or what's she going to say? Except she brings the
maybe
get.
Maybe it wasn't written Lishma. Oh. Yeah, maybe the get wasn't written. That's the Hashash Med Rabbanan that we're afraid maybe it wasn't written.
Maybe he didn't intend to give it.
Okay. Yeah. So she has to say Befana Nechta. So whenever you have to rely on her Nemonis, so these Chamish Nashim are not Nemonis.
She's giving it on Lishma, not on the get.
Okay. That's what Rav Yosef says. I would have said like Rav Yosef, but the din is just the reverse. Omalei Abaye. Abaye was a Talmud of Rav Yosef. So he tainas Adarabe. Punkt verkehrt. Ipcha mistabra. Makes more sense, just the reverse. Ba'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael. What kilkel can already come out? Abaye says, what can already? How can the person trip up the wife? By saying b'fanai nechtav, if it's false, what's going to be? So the Mishnah had, in the very beginning of the Masech, the Mishnah says, if the shliach comes b'chutz la'aretz and he says b'fanai nechtav, so then even if the husband comes later on and he says, I never authorized the writing of the get, or I never authorized the delivering of the get, the Baal is not neman to be ma'arer. If the Baal comes, he's not neman to be ma'arer on the get, because the Chachamim gave nemanis to the shliach to say b'fanai nechtav. In Eretz Yisrael, when the shliach doesn't say b'fanai nechtav, doesn't say so, then if the husband comes and he's ma'arer, then you believe the husband.
Because he's there.
Because the husband comes and he says the whole thing is a fake. So then the get will be possible. If two Edom will come and say the whole get was no good, so Pashtetzach, no good is no good. Even if it's in Chutz La'aretz, when the shliach was believed to say b'fanai nechtav, but he's not believed like two witnesses. If two witnesses come and say it's a fake, it's a forgery, so it's no good, it's possible. But you're not going to... That's rare to have two witnesses come and say the whole thing was a fake. So the Gemara is just concerned, will the husband come and be mar? So Abaye Tainis, if anything, the Chilek of Rav Yosef should be just in the opposite direction. And he argues, Ba'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, where the Shliach does not testify before an Echtav, the Yossi Baal Ma'ar, if the husband will show up later and tumul, and Taina never authorized it, Mashgichin and Bey, we will believe the husband and he will passel again. Oh! So therefore, you can figure out her psychology, perhaps, maybe the shviger, maybe the sister-in-law, maybe the co-wife is trying to trip up this wife, so then takaloy mehemna. Then she's not baglut to come and just deliver a get, because maybe the whole thing is a plot. If she's going to come and say before an echtav, once she says before an echtav, sign still delivered, nothing can happen later, unless two Edom come and say it's all a forgery. But if the husband comes and he says a forgery, we won't listen to the husband. The Yossi Baal Ma'ar, if the husband comes, loy mashgichin abay. So then, yes, mehemna. Then we should believe him. And the Gemara says, Tani kalasad abay. There's a braisa that says mefurish, even though I thought like Rav Yosef, I would have said like Rav Yosef also. The Gemara says, abay holds faket, and the braisa supports abay. It says beferish. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Eimer, Mishum Rabbi Akiva. That the woman herself, Isha Nemenes, Lohavi Yezgita Mikal B'chayim. That's the last line in the Mishnah. We didn't get to that yet. The last two lines in our Mishnah say, "Hu ish atzma mevia zgita, ubelvad provided she tzvich alam b'fan anechta b'fan anechta." I'm always going to have to explain what that means. The woman, the wife herself, can come to Bezdin and say b'fan anechta b'fan her own get. What does that mean? So the Gemara is going to have to explain. So that last two lines in the Mishnah is explained in this braisa. So they quote the last five lines on the Amud. Rab Shimon ben Elazar and Mishim Rab Akiva. He says in the name of Rab Akiva the following: Each man that menes lovi as gita, the wife herself can come and bring her own get and say b'fanai nechtam, like it says in the Mishnah, mikal v'chaymer. It's a kal v'chaymer that the woman herself is bagloit. Why? What's the kal v'chaymer? What would have been the din by Meis Bailo if the husband is missing for a couple of months and somebody comes and says Meis Bailo? So who, sometimes the somebody is believed and sometimes somebody is not believed, depends who the somebody is. So if the somebody is one of those Chomish Noshim who are Hashudas Lekalkala, then we don't believe them. If the somebody is anybody else, including the wife herself, who isha atzman emen islama Meis Bailo, the woman herself is Bagloit to say Meis Bailo. So it's the Chakal V'chaymer, he says, Ma, Noshim Shama Chachamim Einam Onislam Meis Bailo. The five Noshim who are not Bagloit to say Meis Bailo. Nonetheless, Nemonis Lahavi is Gita. They are Nemonis to bring a get. So the woman herself, she Nemonis Lahavi Meis Bailo. The Halacha says in the end of Yevamos, the woman herself is believed to say Meis Bailo. Eino Din, shouldn't be a Kal V'chaymer. The word Din means a Kal V'chaymer, like we have in Gemara, Eino Shimin Adin. Mikra de dina pircha. Mikra dina means from inside of the kal v'chaymer it crumbles apart. The word din in the Mishnah and the Gemara means a kal v'chaymer. So he says, Eino din, isn't it a kal v'chaymer? Shenemenes lohavies gita. And then the Brisa continues. This is still a quote from the Brisa. Umimachem shabasa, and since he deriving that ha'isha atzma, the wife herself, is nemenes lohavies gita from the kal v'chaymer, from the chamish nashim. So he says, Umimokum Shabasa, since he's deriving A from B, so A has the same din as B as was. Malahalon Sirhushyamu Bafanena Nechta Bafanena Nechtam, the Chomish Nashim who are Bagloit, the Chomish Nashim who are believed to deliver the get. But that's only provided they say Bafana Nechta. That's only provided they say Bafana. Then they believe. If they don't say Bafana Nechta, it's no good. So since we're deriving Ho Isha Atma Nemanis Lahabi as Gita. And the Chomish Noshim said, the Isha Atzma also has to say b'fan anechta, b'fan anechta. Af he, so to the wife, who learned that from the Chomish Noshim, is also tzvicha shetayma, b'fan anechta, b'fan anechta. So the Gemara says, just a minute, when do you say b'fan anechta? That's only b'chutz l'aretz. So you see that the Chomish Noshim are only anamonis, b'chutz l'aretz. When you do have to say b'fan anechta, punk fakir from what I would have said, punk fakir from Rabbi Yossi says, but that's Abaye hit the nail on the head. Abaye knew with his chush that it should be punk fakir, and the Gemara says, here's a brisa. Habefer is a tosefta, that says like Abai.
Because there is a chazuk in English as a bunif nibala. So to say to her husband, Gerashti, if he didn't, there is a chazuk that she wouldn't do it. But if you say meis bala, then it's not the funav, so she may say that. So there could be that chilik, you can say meis, bet bali, or Gerashti.
She's not saying
more
believed.
She should be more believed by Gerushin. Okay, so it's good. It's not a pircha. So it's better.
It's better.
Since she is nemenis to say meis bailey, so it's more so that she should be nemenis to say
gerushin.
It's not exactly. It's more so because the woman is only nemenis to say gerashtani bifnei baila. In the press, she stares her husband in the eyes.
Right.
And she says, you divorced me. So the Gemara says, Ein isha nisa panab if nei baila, lami gerashtan. Woman would never have such chutzpah. But here, the husband is not here. The woman walks into bed and she says, my husband gave me the get.
Yeah, but he comes to make a pircha, so it would be from the if he comes to challenge it.
Well,
later.
Well,
later. But at the time that she comes, the husband is not there. So that's not called bifnei baila. It's interesting. The Ramah in Eben Ezer has a comment on this din in the Shulchan Aruch in the Gemara. Huisha, the woman is nemenis to say Huisha nemenis lema bifnei bailo gerashtani, even though it's a dovish b'yervo. The woman lives in the neighborhood the last 25 years. We know that she's married. She has children. One fine day, she says in the presence of the husband, gerashtani, you have divorced me, and I'm no longer married to you, and I'm going to marry somebody else. And he's screaming, it's not true. I didn't divorce you. You come back over here. And she says, no, it is true. You divorced me, and I'm going to go marry someone else. So the Tanoim said that the wife is Nemanis because it's an umdin. I said, Dovah Shabiyam. Not that she's nemanis. She doesn't have to, if she says in the presence of the bezin, if the husband is not here, and then she floats around, she says, husband gave me a get, then she's not nemanis. But if the husband is here, and she says in front of him, you gave me a get, and he screams that it's not true, so the Gemara says, it's an umdina, rubat the leisa, come on, that she would never have the gall, the chutzpah, to say such a lie. So the Ramah writes on that din, this man is that people have gall, and the din no longer applies. The wife will say, and the din no longer applies. I remember we were learning in Yerideya, the din is that a nilsa David leglui loy mishakri imshi. The Gemara Chulin has in Elu Treifas. The Gemara says if the goyim are selling eggs, and they say that it's chicken eggs from a hen, maybe it's eagle eggs, maybe it's an egg from a treifer bird. So the Gemara says the goy is bagloy. The goy doesn't have nemonis on kashrus because choshar ala dovel adonu lamido. A person is only nemon on kashrus on anything in the area where he himself. Misiach lefitumah. No, the Gemara talks not misiach lefitumah. He knows that the Jews only need chicken eggs. He knows. Let's say it's not misiach lefitumah. That's a question. The Gemara says misiach lefitumah is only bagloy by meis baila, special heter. So the Taz and Yeridei and Simon Tzadik Ches writes, Misich Levitim is only Neman by Meis Baila. From all the cases that a Dovah should be Yerva, that's the only case where a Goy Misich Levitim is Neman is by Meis Baila. But in the case of Eidecha Neman be Yisurim, if it's not a Dovah should be Yerva,
right, he wouldn't be believed.
That's what the Taz says, that he would be believed. And other Rishonim are not so convinced. The Taz is an Achrin, but a lot of Achrinim are not so convinced of that notion, that a Goy Misich Lefitumah is believed by a case of Yisur. So the...
That's
a whole question. Why, how can we...
Yes, and then you can have the Sfaradi taste it afterwards, and then you can...
Okay, so in the Gemara it says that we trust the Nachri.
Yeah.
So that's the whole discussion in Simen Tzadik Ches. Why all of a sudden, how can you trust the Nachri? Nachri doesn't have Nemon, it's unconscious. So that's Machleg is the Taz in the Shach. Why does the Nachri have Nemon? So the Gemara has this din that Milsa David Legloy Lo Mishakri Inshi. If the Nochri is selling eggs, and he's going to tell me that it's a hen's egg, the minute when the egg is in the shell, you can't tell. The minute you crack open the egg, you can tell by looking at the inside whether it's from a kosher bird or a non-kosher bird. The yolk is going to have a different shape, the Gemara says. So the Nochri is not going to sell the eggs if I'm going to chop them in a lie 5 minutes later.
Right.
So the Gemara says that's a chazakah that on the milsa David Legluye, you're going to catch him red-handed in a lie. Loi mishakri inshi. So I remember Rav Soloveitchik said he's not so convinced that chazakah applies these days. He said they just had in the United Nations the way, I think it was Nixon was asking Khrushchev, tell me, do you have missiles in Cuba? Do you not have missiles in Cuba? So he says, Kennedy. Kennedy asked Khrushchev, do you have missiles in Cuba? He said, no. Then Turkey did, but he showed the slide, the picture of the missile. So garnish. Didn't mean anything. So he said, and we live in a time that you have the big lie. People, heads of states, governments, and they tell a lie and they go weiter. They catch them in a lie and they don't even bat an eyelid. They just go weiter. The member of Soloveitchik said he's not so convinced like the Ramah writes that in the name of Rishonim, the Ramah quotes from the Rishonim that they're not so convinced that Ein Isha Miza Panab Bifnei Bailo should apply Bizman Hazeh. So he said he's not so convinced that that Milza David Legluy should apply Bizman Hazeh. A lot of these things not so convinced. People misunderstood Rabbi Soloveitchik. People misunderstood a lot of things from Rabbi Soloveitchik. Many, many things from Rabbi Soloveitchik. But people misunderstood Rabbi Soloveitchik. Once made a big fuss. There was a certain person who's considered an Orthodox rabbi. So he said that some of the chazokas that the Gemara says about the difference between men and women, about psychological differences, no longer apply bizman hazeh. So a certain rabbi said that we should reinvestigate some of the halachas in the Gemara that are based on the chazokah of tabla meis of tandu, mila meis of armulu, that women are more eager to marry than men are. He thought that maybe the chazokah doesn't apply bizman hazeh, maybe we have to change some of the deals. So Rav Soloveitchik got so angry about that, he says conservative Judaism is against halacha, the whole thing. And people misunderstood him as having said that any halacha that the Gemara says is psychology, the psychology stays the same li'olam void, which is utterly ridiculous. He would have been he was the first one to say the psychology. It says in Shulchan Aruch, it says in the Yerushalmi, it says in the Gemara. Of course psychology changes from one generation to the other. What was psychologically correct at one time is not necessarily going to be the same in the next generation or two generations later. He only said on one nekuda at that time when he was tumbling about the Talmud Mesa Tanta, he said in Parshas Bereishis, it says V'hu Yimshol Bach. So it says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Chava, if it says that that's how God created women, so that's part of the creation of women, so that's going to remain Le'olam V'hu. But if it's a psychological survey that the rabbis of the Talmud made in some generation, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be true 5 years later, even 2 years later, it may not necessarily be true. And you always have to be alert to see, maybe the psychology changed, maybe they didn't change. Absolutely, didn't say that no psychology changes. He knows psychology changes. He said on that one psychological point.
But if certain halachas are based upon that theory that a better woman to be married than this one, if certain halachas are based upon that, then if psychology changes, you want to readdress it years down the road, you may be uprooting halacha, which is predicated upon that.
The halacha never changes. But if the facts change, they have a different shaila. A different shayla get a different stock. If the din is so in one case, but the din is so only because you have 25 conditions. If you're missing one condition, then it says in the Shulchan Aruch the din is different. So if the psychology changes and then one of the details of the case changed,
then you have to repaskin.
So you have to repaskin. It's going to be a false shitzaka. It's going to leave it the same. So Leitchik just said that psychology is not going to change. That's what he said. I remember my father was in Gittin for many years. He was the coordinator of the RCA Bezni. He had many, many gittin, unfortunately, for all the years. So he said he would have cases where a woman would be college educated, she had a doctorate and an MD and whatever, and the husband was a garnish, mitgarnish, tashik, went in dungarees, and no seichel, no chokhmah, no Torah, no Yerushalayim, and nothing. When it came to the get, my father said, the ruba, the women felt uncomfortable, the women were sittering, where are they going to find a shidduch? A woman like that, she can find a shidduch easily. This guy should sit there. Where is he going to find the shidduch? My father thought that he saw b'chush that the chazak of Tavla Meis of Tando applies even as man as that. He didn't understand at all how that could be an issue. He thought that rabbi who thought that Tavla Meis of Tando doesn't apply as man as that was just not in touch with reality. The rabbi thought that he was a modern person with the times. The facts seemed to not to be so. Facts seemed to be that even as man as that so.
They do rush.
I mean, a lot of times the women initiate the divorces.
Yeah.
A lot of times they give them different reasons why, many different reasons why. Well, a lot of times they have marriage counselors who give them bad advice also.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of times also the problem.
What is the reason women wanted to be married is because they didn't have anything to eat or where to be. But today women are more self-sufficient, so they're not so afraid of not being married.
That's what this rabbi thought. Yeah. That was his notion. Rav Soloveitchik thought that is a consideration. But he thought that still, he thought that this chazak is never going to change. He thought that that's in Parshas Bereishis. That's what he said. He didn't say that no psychology changes. He said, many times the psychology changes, the halacha changes. The halacha is predicated on having all those conditions fulfilled. If it's a different condition, so it's a different sif, a different did in the Mishnah. But he thought over here the psychology didn't change. If it's based on a person.
The father sold the daughter to slavery in those days. So she was
very rare. Yeah.
But it was halachically possible.
Yeah. So
which is not today.
Yeah. So therefore what?
So therefore she's more independent today. So the psychology has to change.
But on the other hand, if she was treated as
independent. Yeah, psychology has changed a little bit. But not about the Tavla Meis of Tandu. This we haven't seen yet. So that's what the Gemara quotes from the Tosefta. The Tosefta supports Abaye. That when are the Chomish Noshim Namonis faket from Rav Yosef Davke in Chutzalaris, when they say Bifana Nechtav. But in Eretz Yisrael, when they don't say, the Shlich does not say Bifana Nechtav, and the Melef, the Baal will come and be Maharer. That it's a forgery, the Baal will be Nemon. So that's the Chomish Noshim would be Chashudis Lekalkolom. That's how the Gemara says. Amar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi says, we don't even need a Tosefta. You can demonstrate from the Mishnah Gufa that Abaye is right. Masnisa nami deiko. You can prove it from the Mishnah on Atasefta. Why? Diktani, it says in the last few lines in the Mishnah, the last two lines. So we shatz memeviyas gita. Ubalvachet tzivchalamim b'fanenechtam. So you see, you're talking about chutzlort. B'feirish. B'fanenechtam is only a chutzlort. Shmamina. That's mefurish from the Mishnah. Craig the Gemara. Rav Yosef was a dope. He didn't see the Mishnah is talking about Chutz Loretz. They deferish Bifan Anachlam. Bifan Anachlam is a dead giveaway. It's talking about Chutz Loretz. And for the Gemara, Frag the Gemara, for Rav Yosef, how did he read the Mishnah? Take a look, the Gemara quotes like this. Take a look on Chob Gimel Amad Aleph. We learned two weeks ago, Hakol Kshem Lahavias Haget, everybody, any Jewish person can serve as a Shliach Lahailocha to represent a husband, whether a man or a woman, that's the Chiddush, whether a man or a woman, except a Chiddush to the Kotna, we understand, a Summa. What's wrong with a Summa? Why can't a Summa be a Shliach Lahailocha? So the Gemara said, you're talking about Chutz Laaretz, and the Shliach has to say, Bafananachtim, so the Summa can't say. So Frag the Gemara, on Rav Yosef. Open up your eyes, Rav Yosef. The Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amad Aleph, they call that the Reish. The Mishnah Chav Gimel Amad Aleph is the Reish, is obviously talking about Chutz Loretz, otherwise what's wrong with Asuma? So must be you need Bifan Anachtav. The safer, the last two lines of the Mishnah is that giveaway, says Bifan Anachtav. And the middle, about the Chomish Nosh and Naman, is just the middle is Eretz Yisrael. How can that be? The Reish and the Sefer is Chutz Loretz, and the middle five lines is talking about Eretz Yisrael. That's the Gemara's Kasha v'Rav Yosef. How does he touch up our Mishnah? Reish of the Sefer Retzach v'Chutz Loretz and Mitzet Retzach v'Oretz. How can it be? And for the Gemara, yeah, that's how he read the Mishnah. And yes, Reish of the Sefer v'Chutz Loretz and Mitzet v'Oretz. Period. That's how he read. Frag the Gemara Mimai. What prompted him to say? The Braisa is abgefregt. Rav Yosef wasn't aware of the Braisa. That's how Taisus points out in a few Masechtas. The Amoraim, in order to be a card-carrying member of this club, to be an Amor, you have to know all the Mishnais. Not Mukhif, they know all the Braises. They had Braises on Ashir. Everybody had another Braise. So here they dug up a Tosefta that contradicted Rav Yosef. So he didn't know. He's not Mukhif to know all the Toseftas. Abgefregt, so he's wrong. So we don't pass him like Rav Yosef. But you can't have a kasha from Rav Yosef from a Mishnah. How can Rav Yosef say Apshat in the Mishnah if it's upgefrekt from the Mishnah Gufim in Eyebe? So the Gemara asks, how does he read the Mishnah? What? The Reish and the Sefer are talking about Chutz Loretz. In the middle is talking about Eretz Yisrael. Gemara says, yeah, he said he learned like that because he had a Hechrech. And yes, why? Reish and the Sefer Chutz Loretz, Mitzet Abarz, why? Mimai? What prompted him to say such a modern Apshat in the Mishnah? Forget about the Tosefta. How can he say such a strange... Because, midiktani, because the Mishnah asks, why is there a difference between Meis Baila, that the Chomish Nashim Hu Achashudis Lekalkel are not believed to say... They're not believed to say Meis Baila, but they are believed to give the get. So it says in the Mishnah, Mbabe in Get Lemisa, why is there a difference? So it says, Haksav Machiach. Isn't that what it means? Haksav Machiach. She brings the get. It doesn't say that she says b'fon anechta b'fon. So it sounds like all the chomish nashim are doing are delivering the get, and that's it. Aksav machiach. And it sounds like there's no dibur added to the ksav. So the Mishnah sounds like it's talking about Eretz Yisrael, where there's no amira b'fon anechta b'fon anechta. But like tonish aksav b'hapeh machiach, it doesn't say that there's an amira b'fon anechta. So that's what prompted Rabbi Yosef to give this taich, not bad, and until they discovered the Tosefta. That says that he's wrong. So we pass on Halacha like the Tosefta, like Abai. We pass on like Abai.
How will Abai learn the Metzeta? It's the source of Chutz Loretz?
Everything is Chutz Loretz. Everything is Chutz Loretz. And only on Chutz Loretz, then where the Baal cannot be Mekal on her later, the husband is going to come and be Mar later, she'll remain... Muteris lehinasi lashu. So then the chomish nashim an emonis. But in Eretz Yisrael, that if the Baal may come later and be mekalkel her, because nobody said b'fan anechta, so then the chomish nashim would not be believed. The chomish nashim only believed in chutz loretz. That's how we pass. Now the Gemara nemtzach to this last line in the Mishnah, which really doesn't make any sense. But that's what it says. The Mishnah and the Tosefta on the bottom of the page says the same thing. The wife herself can deliver her own get. And say b'fon anechta, b'fon anechta. What in the world do the words mean? What do you mean the wife can deliver her get? Who wrote the get? The get has to be written either by the husband, or the husband has to authorize a sofer to write a get, or shliach, yesh shliach, nishkin shliach, whatever the 2 days in place. And then the husband has to give the get to the wife.
So he gave it already.
So if he gave her the get, so what do you mean she has to say b'fon anechta? She does have to say b'fon. She does not have to say b'fon anechta.
She has a get.
She has the get. That's the tesis on the first day.
Apparently she didn't get it right.
But maybe she wants to certify them under the bargains.
She doesn't.
Okay, but she doesn't have to say this.
There was no written gift who gave it to her. She gave it to her directly. So she has to say upon the next.
Why? It wasn't the word.
She believes she doesn't have to say the fun and after. That's the Tosis on the first daf.
How did she get the
guest? The Tosis on the first daf, I'm based on Manala.
So she goes to bed and says, I want to certify.
Okay.
I want to notify.
She certifies she doesn't have to say, just produces the guest. And I'll write it. This is to ascertain that you're permitted to remarry. She doesn't have to say before and after. She doesn't have to be there. Right, she doesn't have to be there. The get was written in New York, and then the husband went to Miami and he gave her the get. She doesn't have to be present at the time the get is written. That's the Tosis on the bottom of Beis HaManawa. It says in the Mishnah, if the Baal comes and later he's married against the get, he's kind of chesomav. Then you have to have kiyum. The Adam have to come and testify that we signed it. So Tosis said, I'll call man the loyalty Baal HaMa'ara. Nisus apia get. The woman has a get in her hand. So she's allowed to remarry. So that's the Gemara's kasha over here. What do you mean? Poisha atzma mevia is gita. A woman can bring her own get. What do you mean, bring her own get? She can produce a get. She produces, she says, my husband divorced me, here's the get. Yeah. What do you mean she brings her own get and she says before and after? The words don't make any sense. Freg the Gemara, Isha, the woman, the wife herself, Mechimati gita liyada, from the minute the get reached the hand, the husband gave her the get. Igarsha. Igarsha, she shine up get. So she doesn't need any before and after. What do the words of the Mishnah mean? It doesn't make any sense. There's something missing. It has to be an Ukimta case. Mm-hmm. Has to be talking about Hochama Askina. It has to be some kind of a special case here. Under normal circumstances, the wife has a get in her hand. She doesn't have to say before and after. So the Gemara says, oh, it must be a case like this. Omar Afune, he's guessing. The case must be, Boimer, the husband gave a get to his wife, and he says, Hariat Mugoresh, let's say a man gives a get to his wife, and he says, but I want to be married till after the bris, till after the pidyon haben, whatever. After all the children get married, after all the children, then the minute the last child gets married, after the shevet bracha, the last child, then the get should take effect. So the Gemara thought Rav Huna said,
then it's a tenai.
So it's fulfilled,
and she's automatically.
So Rav Huna says like this: the Gemara gets shepet on the Mishnah. The minute the husband gave the get to the wife, so she's already obgeget. So what does she have to say before Anechta for? She already has the get. She's already get from 2 weeks ago when she received the get. What does she have to say? So Rav Huna gives an answer. Hacham Askinon, he gave her the get that it should take effect later. So since it didn't take effect yet, so she has to say before Anechta.
So what does she have to say before Anechta?
The answer doesn't make any sense. That's why he's going to slug up Rav Huna. It doesn't make any sense. Omar Rav Huna is guessing that pshat maybe is, but Omer, the husband gives the get to his wife 2 weeks ago, and he says, Loitis Garshi boy, the get should not take effect. El bifne bezin ploini. The get should only take effect after you come to such and such a bezin. Like we gave the case, he says, the get should take effect after the sheva brachas of the last child. He's going to stick it out with the wife till they marry off all the children, and then the get should take effect then. So the Gemara says, So what? So he gave a get, and he wants to postpone the zman of the chalos aget. There's still no reason why she has to say b'fan anechta, b'fan anechtam. But an echtav is a special din for shliach lahilacha. She's not the shliach lahilacha. She's the isha. Sof, it still doesn't make any sense. Kimat yohosam, when she reaches that spot, the husband says, when you reach bezin, so she means she walks into the bezin, igar shebo, she shenge get. There's still no need for her to say, b'fan an echtav. That can't be. That can't be the case. Must be up as a special case. Zog di gemara, elom ravuna bar manoyach. The case must be a little more complicated. What can the case be? Must be the Omalo, a whole cockeyed case. The husband gave a get to his wife, and he said, Kimat is hasam, I appoint you as a shliach lohailocha. Not that he gives a get to his wife, Harem Gureish is Mimani, postpone the halois till you reach Bez. No. He says, I appoint you as a shlich loyloch. Oh, she's a shlich loyloch, so she has to say before Anach. But if she's a shlich loyloch, so how is she going to get the get? So he tells his wife, I appoint you a shlich loyloch until you reach the bezin in London, and then you should put it on the table, and that'll be the completion of your shlich loyloch, and then pick it up, and you should be get.
That's no good either.
So the Gemara says, no good, that's ligitach mal gabi karka. So the Gemara thought that that's going to solve the problem because she's a shlich loyloch. So the Gemara says, so how are you going to finish the story?
Yeah.
The beginning of the story is good. How do you go weiter? Mm-hmm. The shlich loyloch, and who's she going to give it to? So she's going to put it on the floor and pick it up. So that's not good.
Why put it on the floor?
The Gemara was guessing.
Right. What she gives it to Bezin won't be good either, because the Bezin wasn't made for Shaliyah.
Why not keep it in her hand?
The Gemara is going to work it all out. Yeah. The Gemara is going to solve all the problems. So what does the Gemara say? El Omer Avuna Bar Manoch Mishmei Derav Achabei Deravikis. So what does he say? Domalah must be more complicated, more kakai. What? Domalah, the husband said, I hereby appoint you as a shliach lahaylocha asvas ki matis hasam. And when you reach that location where the business, asnechei a'ara, place the get on the
table,
ground, on the table, with a'ara means on the karka, and then mishakli, and then pick it up. Oh, so since the wife was a shlech loylocha to bring the get there to put it on the ground, so shlech loylocha has to say b'fan arech, afreg the Gemara. That can't be the case. That's a possible get. Ihochi, if that's the case, toik dechnish, tabalek klagitlach magabi karka. The Omar Rav, and Rav says that that's not acceptable. There's no nesina. The halacha says v'nasam biyada. The baal has to do a nesina liyado isha. So Rav says plegitach magali karka lo yom aklum. It's no good. So you have to touch it up a little more. So how can you have? It's a complicated case, not a plain case. The woman herself brings her own get, and she says b'fana nechtov. So it means the husband appointed his wife as a shlech lo halacha. And how do you finish the story? El amaz muzmazog nazoi. It's also not correct. The Gemara is going to slog up in a moment. Ella muzmazog nazai. The Omar lo, the husband said to the wife, "Havei shaliach loylocha. I appoint you as a shlich loylocha ademotis hasam until you reach the presence of the bezin. V'chimotis hasam. Then you should terminate your status as a shlich loylocha and give the get to yourself.
You can make a
yeah. What from the right hand to the left, and she doesn't have to." She's holding on to the get, and she no longer is the shliach lo'alocha, so she becomes herself. She becomes herself, she sees the isha. So the shliach lo'alocha gave the get to the isha. And as she's about to give the get to herself, she has to say b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta, because it's b'chutzlortz. And every shliach lo'alocha has to say, freg the Gemara, that's taigaychid nish. The Gemara says, cases as nacham or what? Ela damala havei shliach lo'alocha, you should serve as a shliach lo'alocha. Ad matis hasan until you reach that place where the bezin is. Matis hasan when you reach that place, have shliach lekabod niskin shliach. Be yourself. Be you're the wife. So then, no more shliach lohilacha. You should accept the get from yourself. The kabli asgita can accept. Reg the gemara does take dechnish. Why? That's not acceptable. Why is it not acceptable? What do the words mean? Lechazra shlichus eitz al habal.
A shliach can always be recalled.
Cannot be recalled anymore.
What do you mean cannot be recalled? What do the words mean?
Because it's always in the... It's up to the Baal. If he wants to change his mind, he can change his mind.
But here he can't anymore.
But here he can't.
The Baal can always change his mind until the shliach gives the get to the isha.
But here
he can change his mind, calls him on that she didn't reach
but
more complaining.
But once
right.
he makes a... He
says, when you reach the presence of the Bezdin, then you should no longer serve as a shlich loylocha. You should serve as your own self, your own miserable self. He wants to get rid of his wife.
Her
and then
he appoints like Kabbalah.
No, he can't appoint her as a shlich loylocha.
It gives him extra time to cancel. Called Manchi, the wife is bechatzkes and shlichus. He can change his mind.
So
the husband can always change his mind. Calls man
the
shliach loylocha.
The moment she takes that for herself, then he can't change his mind anymore.
This is Alamo.
He wants extra time. There's maybe the travel from New York to England by boat.
Okay.
And you get there, so therefore I make the shliach. Therefore I can change my mind until then.
Okay. Wants the thing. Okay. So what's wrong?
No.
The Gemara chapter is that it's no good. The Gemara says if that's what he said, that can't be. Does teignish period because an expression, a new expression we never had it before. Lechaz v'shlichas eitzal abal. What do the words mean? Gemara says such a get would be no good. Why not? See, here there's a machlekes between the Ritva against the other Rishon. The Ritva quotes from the Goinim on this Gemara that this expression lechaz v'shlichas eitzal abal only applies by getisha. Doesn't apply anywhere else in the world, and it's. Simply means the same thing as Tlegitach Malgabi Karka. It just means the same thing. The halacha says that you need an Asina by a get. An Asina by a get means that you have two people. Let's say I'm the Baal or I'm the Shliach Lailoch and I give the get to you. You're either the Isha or you're Shliach Lakabal of the Isha. So when I give you the get, that's a ma'isa nesina. But if I am the shliach lahilacha, let's say the husband appointed me as a shliach lahilacha, and the wife appointed me as a shliach lekabbalah, and it should be up until 9 o'clock I'm a shliach lahilacha, and from 9 o'clock on I'm a shliach lekabbalah. Or this funny case, the husband appoints his own wife as a shliach lahilacha up until 9 o'clock, and 9 o'clock she should be her own
Kabbalah
self.
Yeah.
So she should. So what do you mean? Who is giving the get to whom? She has the get. She gives it from the right hand to the left hand. What do you mean? From before 9 o'clock is a shlich loylocha. She's not the isha. And after 9 o'clock, there's no more shlich loylocha. She's only an isha. So there's no nesina. That's all the Gemara meant to say. Just a repeat of the previous taina. They could have. But to ligitach magabi karka literally means he put the get on the karka, and the isha picked it up. So this is not literally ligitach magabi karka. But the Ritva quotes from the Gaonim, said, "There's Elbe Psul, as a felt on a sina. There's no nesina. Nesina means the Shliach Lailocha has to be giving the get to the Isha. The Shliach Lailocha disappears, huh?
How did the word say that?
Laichazwa Shlichas Eitzel Abal, literally the words mean the following. A Shliach is only considered a Shliach if he can go back and report to the Mishaleach Asisi Shlichu Secha. But over here, the Shliach will always die, he'll cease to exist as a shliach. The minute
he gives over the get,
he's no longer a shliach lahalacha.
So if somebody reads the shliach lahalacha, when he gives it to the wife, also he cannot go back.
No, I think he can call up the Baal and say, "I'm the shliach lahalacha and I deliver the get to your wife." But here the shliach lahalacha
disappeared.
He became the opposite party. So ice, he doesn't exist anymore in the world.
Aisha can give it to a reason to give it to her and make it in the spare place of
shliach. We'll see. Yeah. That's the Gemara's going to answer like that. The Gemara's going to solve it. So that's how the Ritva quotes in the name of the Goyim that this Melitza, the Pirush Amilis of Lechazu Shliach Eitzel HaBaal means, like you said, whenever I point the shliach to do something, so the shliach, it's only considered a valid shliach if the shliach has the ability. He doesn't have to call up and say, "I took care of it." Let's say, I asked someone to deliver shalach manas. He's not mukhif to call up and say that he delivered the shalach manas. But you have to have the potential that he should be able to call up and say, "Asisi shliach secha," to return back, or to call up on the phone and say, "Asisi shliach secha." But here, where the shliach lahiloch is going to convert to become the opposite party, says that he doesn't exist anymore as a shliach lahalacha, so he doesn't even have the potential of calling back and saying, "Asisa shliach hasech." That's why it's no good. What's wrong? What kind of halacha is that? So the Rigoinim say the only time it's no good is by get the isha, and it's simply another way of saying that there's no nesina. It's the same as saying that it's pligitach magabi karka. According to that pirush of the Rigoinim, the halacha would not apply to a shtar by momen. Only the halacha of Teligitach Magabi Karka is possible is only by Get Isha. It's even a pilpul in Achrenim whether it applies to Shtar Shichur Abiknaini. Because the Shtar Shichur Abiknaini, we learn that lo me Isha, it says Achuf Sha lo Nitan lo. We learn the Pasuk says by a Shivcha Harufa. So it says Hafde lo Nifdasa, the Shivcha is not Peduya. Peduya usually means Pidyon by Keser. So it says, Hafti lo nifdasa, the shivcha was not oizgalais givon, she wasn't niftis but kesef. So that half of the pasuk indicates, that phrase in the pasuk indicates, that there's such a thing as a shichur evit knaini ayidei kesef. If the evit gives, the evit or somebody else gives money to buy his way out, freedom, huh?
It's not only kesef.
No, usually pidyon is ayidei kesef, ashova kesef. Okay, kesef ashova kesef. Either kesef ashova kesef. So Hafdei Lo Nifdasa means that the Shivcha Knainis was not Nifdis, which means there's a Shichur Kesef. Kesef Gaimabo. Kesef can be Meshachar, the Yevin, and his Yotzev Acheres. Achuf Shalom Nitan Lo, nor was she freed in any other form. What other form is this? It doesn't say. Achuf Shalom Nitan Lo. So the Chazal had a Kabbalah, Gzer Shavah, Lo La Meisha, Achuf Shalom Nitan Lo. She was not the Shivcha Knainis, or the Yevin Knaini, was not Yotzev Acheres Alidei Shtar. So since we're learning out Lo La Meisha, that Shichur Ebek 9 is Ayidei Shtar is learned that from Get Isha, so that's how we know that you need Lishmo. Do you also need Nesina? Would you say that Plegitach Magabi Karka is no good? So that's a pilpul. The Nesivis has a Sefer on Gittin. The famous Sefer is called Teres Gittin. So the Nesivis writes in the Teres Gittin, he thinks that there's no psul of Plegitach Magabi Karka by Shtar Shichur Ebek 9. He thinks that it's only by Get Isha. And others disagree. It's a Dion in Achrenim. But as far as all the other shtaris are concerned, shtar matana, shtar mechira, for sure there's no chisron of pulling death magadi karka. So that's what, according to this pirush of the goyim, this halacha of loichazur shlichas etzal abal does not apply to shtari mamon. It only applies to get isha. It says on the side, it's lekamon samach gimel amad abeis. You have to break your head over there to figure out the. From the simple reading of the Gemara, it sounds like there is a din of chazur shlichas etzal abal. By other stories. So Shaila had to read the Gemara. Okay. The Gemara says something about story moment there. So you have to look in the Miri. The Miri gives another way to interpret the Gemara. There's a way out. The simple reading of the Gemara, Samagimel, sounds like the psul of Leichazah Shlichas Etzel Abal does apply to story moment, despite the fact that the psul of Kligitach Magabi Karka does not apply to story moment. So that's the question. So that's why Rashi and Tosfos on our daf learn not like the Goyna, not like the Ritva B'Shem HaGoyna. Rashi and Tosfos learn that it's a din in every case of Shlichas. Whenever you have a Shliach who's doing something on behalf of the Mishaleach, that's Talacha, even though there is no din that the Shliach has to report back to the Mishaleach and say, Asisi Shlichasecha, but you have to have the potential. And if the nature of the Shlichas was such that there isn't even a potential of him reporting back, because by definition, feltus and shlichus. So that's what the Gemara Tain is over here. This ukimt is ridiculous. We have a Mishnah that the wife can bring her own get. The Lashon is already mekukul, megungum. What do I mean bring her own get? The wife produces the get. She doesn't bring the get. The wife brings her own get, and she's nemenis to say b'fanei nechtav. What do you mean nemenis to say b'fanei nechtav? She doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtav. And Chutz Lawrence, when a shlich loylocha brings the get, the shlich has to say b'fanei nechtav. Who ish atzma producing a get is nemenis. So the Gemara thought there must be a hacham askin in a case. The husband appointed his own wife. That's a dreit the husband. He appoints his own wife as a shlich loylocha up until 9 o'clock or up until you appear in front of Bezin. The minute you appear in front of Bezin, then you should give the get to yourself. You should cease being a shlich loylocha and you should give the get to yourself. So the Gemara says it's not going to work bichlal. You can't say that that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Yeah. The whole get is going to be no good because of this psula of lechazur shlichas etzal abal.
According to before a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned machlokes of tzaddikim
by a get, right?
According to Gaon, don't you see that kinyan is a separate thing by itself? It doesn't do with kinyan. It's a unique halacha over here. That's just in the mindset.
Everybody agrees that you need a nesina in it. Let's say those who hold that you do need a kinyan. That's not the whole story. You need a nesina also. But klik yitav magabi karka, there is a kinyan, but there's no nesina. So for sure you need a nesina. So the Ritva learns in the name of the Goyim, that's the felt in nesina. And the Rashi and Tosfos learn it's even a bigger psul, a universal psul that even applies to shtari mamon. And that's a simple reading of Sama Gimel. This is like Rashi and Tosfos. A chotzer is coming also. Yeah, a chotzer is coming. If the Baal put the get into the chotzer of Isha, that's the Nesina. The Nasan Biyada, that's called the Nesina also. No, but here he gave the get to the wife, and he says to the wife, you give it to yourself. But here there's no Nesina.
Rabbi, did we say in a case like that when he went through the machinations? Right,
and
we say that he's divorced because his desire was to be divorced. So
desire doesn't help. A lot of people desire to be divorced. You have to have a Maisa Gerishim.
He's giving her the writ of divorce to get. Give it to yourself. In this town, the right to the left. Like the concept of Naziris, and this individual goes through some circuitous route about being a Nazir and says something which is ridiculous. They say the fact that he said he wanted to be a Nazir, and there are a couple of examples in the Gemara, the fact that he says he wanted to be a Nazir, we ignore the stupidities that ensue thereafter, and we rely on the fact that he wants to be a Nazir. In a situation like this, he's giving her a get.
Also, a man wants to be a Nazir, he's not a Nazir. Has to be levate b'svasayim. It says nefesh kisishava levate b'svasayim.
Yeah, but if he says something that doesn't make, I forget. I mean, not
he has to say something that has a mashmois of nazir.
Right.
That's a yad. If he says a full sentence hareni nazir, then he's a nazir. Right. If he says something that's an incomplete sentence, that's either a yad or a kinui.
Yeah.
It's either a yad or a kinui. But if the lashon that he said indicates that that's what he had in mind, but he didn't say Harei Nazir, so then it's no good. Then he's not a Nazir. He's not a Nazir just because of the intention.
Why do you think about using example if he gives her a get lachish lashon yom? Why go through this whole thing with Kabbalah? If he gave her a get the shliach la Kabbalah, but it won't become effective.
So the Gemara says then she wouldn't have to say before nine after. The din with the it would be a good guess when it comes to Yom Kippur. Right, but it doesn't explain. That explains why she's not divorced me. But it doesn't explain why she has to say before and after. And the Mishnah says the Bavad should
tzvich alayim. Does the woman have to bring her get? Certified or
they'll certify it without the before and after. Right, that's the basis on base on
anything.
Just show it.
She doesn't have to bring the aid. Your wife brings the get. And that's it. That's what Taisa says. I will cause mandalasi balmaran. This is how pi get. The get is good the way it is. But that was the Gemara's kasha here. Why does she have to say before and after? The wife has the get, so that's the end of the story. So the Gemara says, no, the wife has the get, but she tells the truth. The husband didn't give me the get l'shen gerushin. He gave me the get. I should be some complication. So if he said the husband gave me the get, I should be megureshes lachalamid yom. I should be megureshes when I reach business. Right there, you don't need before and after. So must be the husband appointed the wife as a shliach lahilacha. Good, so then she has to say before after. And Moses says, how do you finish the story? So you're left hanging. So how's she going to get the get? She's a shliach lahilacha. Who is she going to give it to?
She could have said nothing.
She could have, but she's
but
telling
she
the truth.
Sure, yeah.
So according to what she says, there's no get.
She ruins it.
Yeah, there's no get at all.
Can't you put it in her own property?
That's the same as putting from the right hand to the left hand, what she puts in her own property. There's no nesina. That's the Gemara's taina. There's no nesina. And for the Gemara, you got to touch up the case a little bit. The Mishnah is just writing theoretically. Sometimes the wife herself said a startling comment. Sometimes the wife herself is nemenis to say b'fan anechbet. But it doesn't. The Mishnah doesn't bother to tell you the case. A far-fetched case. Must have come up once in the history of the world. And the Mishnah wrote it in for posterity. You should know that sometimes the wife herself is nemenis. But what's the case? So the Gemara says there's something missing.
Yeah.
Elos vas. Yomar, the husband must have said, Yomar lo havei shliach lailach ad matis hasam. V'chi matis hasam shavi shliach l'kabola. You be the shliach lailach. And no, not that you should give the get to yourself.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. When you get there, you appoint a shliach l'kabbalah, some other human being, some other person.
And then he'll give it to you.
And then you will give the get to the shliach l'kabbalah. So you have two people, that's in the scene.
And then you'll get it back. Then she'll get it back.
No, so the get is finished at that time. When she gives the get to the shliach l'kabbalah, who's receiving on her behalf, then she becomes up. Get?
And well, he holds the get.
No, and then he'll give it a get later. He's a shliach on her
behalf.
Yes,
so
then he'll give
because
when
she's
about to give it again, then she'll say before and after.
How can he make a shliach? How can he make a shliach?
The husband cannot make a shliach l'kabbalah.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, he asks her to do it.
He says, I make you a shliach l'halacha, and then you shmizach the cup, you figure out what you're going to do. So what you're going to do? So the only way out is she should appoint a shliach. She can't give the get to herself. You appoint another human being, so it's one person giving to another person. So that looks like an asina. Frank Digamara question. Frank Digamara question, is that legitimate? That's like the student sends a tape recorder, the professor sends a tape recorder.
Yeah.
So the tape recorder is talking to the tape recorder. So the Gemara has a shaila, is this valid? Is this acceptable? Does the halacha permit the husband can make a shliach l'halacha? The wife can make a shliach l'kabbalah? Can the shliach l'halacha give to the shliach l'kabbalah? You have a tape recorder talking to the tape recorder. Is that allowed? That's acceptable. A shliach can make a shliach. But what about they both made a shliach? Mishnei Adzadim, the Baal made a shliach l'hailoche, and Isha made a shliach l'kabbalah. Can the shliach l'kabbalah?
That's what her husband.
Right, we ran
through
it. So the Gemara says it's a machleikus. So the Gemara says, hey, niche. This pshat that you're zetting, I'm pshat in the Mishnah. The husband made his wife a shliach lahilacha. He said, when you get to
Ashkash,
you figure out what you're going to do, and she'll make a shliach lekabbalah and then give. So the Gemara says, but that's only good. Ha nicha leman diyama isha isha shliach lekabal gita miyat shliach baila. That a shliach can accept from a shliach, but others hold not so. We paskin that it is good. So the way we paskin is period. Say pasuk. That's the end of the Mishnah. Fine. But the Gemara asks, but there are other Amoraim who disagree. Elo l'mandei omer eni shoyse shluch l'kabel gita miyad shliach baylo. But if you all like the other opinion in the Amoraim, that we don't permit that, we don't allow the shliach l'kabel, oh, why is going to be the answer? The Gemara is going to analyze what's the reason, and maybe the reason doesn't apply in a minute. The Gemara said, but other Amoraim, ho, we don't permit that. A shliach l'kabel should accept the get from the shliach l'aloche. Ma'ika l'meima, what's going on in the Mishnah? And for the Gemara, why? Why should there be anything wrong with the shliach l'kabbalah receiving? What's wrong? So the Gemara had a machloikas. We don't pass him from the whole din. We pass him l'alocha shliach l'kabbalah can accept from the shliach l'alocha. And other Rishonim in Shulchan Aruch the Choshish, that other Rishonim hold the that not. Machloikas and Rishonim had a paskin, so they say should be Choshish. So what's the reason? Why? What is it, Tom? Should a shliach l'kabbalah not be able to accept from the shliach l'alocha? So the Gemara has two times. So one time is because it paid the Baal. Let's say the Baal sends a shliach l'alocha, and he says, but don't give the get in this community, not in Borough Park. I don't want everybody to know that I'm getting divorced. Yeah. Give it somewhere where nobody knows who I am. I don't want anybody to find out. So if the shliach violates the instructions of the Baal, the Baal gave, says, then there's no shliachas. A shliach shashina b'shlichusoi, so you can't apply the principle of kemoisa. You don't say shluch shlom kemoisa if he violated. So here also, the Baal gives the get to the shliach l'alocha, and he says he hates his wife. Usually they don't get along. He says he hates his wife, and you give the get and give her over the head and be mavazah her. Then the wife is a wise guy. She sends a shliach, so she doesn't suffer any bizyanis at all. So the Baal wanted to give it to the wife. He wants the shliach l'halacha to give it a get, and she should suffer bizyanis.
He gives her the eitzah to she should get.
So that's what the Gemara is going to say. Yeah. So the Gemara says, what's the reason why ain't shliach? What's the reason why there are some Amoraim hold that a shliach l'kabbalah cannot accept from the shliach l'halacha because of paid the Baal? But here the Baal himself is the Baal. The Baal wanted it, so that the whole concern doesn't apply. So that's why it's nicha over here. That's what the Gemara is going to explain. And for the Gemara, time am I? What's the whole reason why there's one opinion that ain't shliach l'kabbalah mekabel get ni hashliach l'halacha? Shem deika bizoyin the Baal. Because that's in violation of the Baal's wishes. Baal never said, but we assume that that's probably what he wanted.
But that's only if they won't do the shlichus of the Baal. Then they would tie it.
Yeah,
right. Oh, b'hocha, Baal like it. Here it's obvious the Baal is not makfid. The Baal encourages wife, you do like that. I make you a shlich l'alocha, you say b'fana nechtav, and you appoint a shlich l'kabbalah, and then you'll give the get to the shlich. So then there's not paid the Baal. So the Gemara says, okay, according... so again, if you hold that a shliach l'kabbalah can accept the get from the shliach l'alocha, so you have a good pshat in the Mishnah. But if you hold the shliach l'kabbalah cannot accept from the shliach l'alocha, how do you read the Mishnah? We still don't have a pshat, we don't have a case. So Gemara says, well, half of the problem is solved also. If you say the whole reason why this Amoira holds ain't shliach l'kabbalah m'kabbal chatzahish, what if the Baal puts the get into the next door neighbor's chatzah? It's not his chatzah, it's not the wife's chatzah. If the Baal puts the get in his own chatzir, and then he's makna the chatzir to the wife, so that we had a Gemara, right, that it is good.
Yeah.
The Gemara had it is good, a whole... to get, so she asked the next door neighbor, you be makna yochotze to me, and that'll be the nesina. So that's no good. So Rashi learns that that's what the phrase means. Chatzera haba, her chotzer. If the Baal puts the get in the chotzer isha, that's good. That's v'nosam b'yoda. V'nosam b'chatzera is also good. But if the Baal puts the get into the next door neighbor's chotzer shalodam shlishi, shalodam acher, and then the Adam Shlishi is makna the chotzer to the isha, that's plagitach magabi karka, there's no nesina. That's no good.
The kul of the chotzer is only in her chotzer, on his chotzer, not right. In the abstract.
And ganz in a different chotzer, so there's no nesina, felt in nesina. So Rashi learns that that's what it means over here. If you'll allow the husband, if you'll allow the shliach l'halocha to give a get to the shliach l'kabbalah, Balabatim will get confused. People will think, oh, if you allow this, then who are the nami? Chatzera Habo Lachem Mekan is also allowed. It's so removed. Shliach gave to the Shliach, like the tape recorder talking to the tape recorder. So Rashi learns that that's what it means over here. If you'll allow the Shliach Lohelocha to give a get to the Shliach Lekabole, Balabatim will get confused. People will think, oh, if you allow this, then who adinami? Chatzera Habo Lachem Mekan is also allowed. It's so removed. Shliach gave to the Shliach, like the tape recorder talking to the tape recorder, said, I'll think, anything goes. So even if she buys the Shliach from the next, she buys the Chatzah from the next door neighbor, after the Baal put the get in, they'll think that it's also good. Tosis Chepes with Rashi, the Tosis Chatzera. Second Tosis in the top. Chepes from Rashi, what's the comparison? What's the Tushto? Just because you allow a Shliach Lohelocha to give to a Shliach Lekabola, why will people think? Yeah, well, why will people be so confused? What's the relationship at all? So Tosis claims a little different shot. Eloi Marie, in the fourth line of Tosis, he says, no, anandavod. The husband puts the get into his own chotzer. See, if the husband is makna the chotzer to the wife, so then the Gemara said before that it is a good nesina. That was a Gemara. But if the husband is mafsik, he puts the get into his chatzah, then he's makna the chatzah to a third party, and then the wife gets it from the third party. So then, that's not called a nesina. So then it's
what's that different than the neighbor's chatzah?
Same soul, but we're talking about psychology. Why will Balabatim confuse if you'll allow a shliach loyloch to give to a shliach lekabbalah, they'll be misled to, like a shliach loyloch gives to the shliach lekabbalah. The Baal will put the get into his chatzah, so you're starting off correctly. The Baal made a shliach loyloch, the Baal put the get into his chatzah, but then there was a little detour on the way. Instead of the Baal makna zayin directly to the wife, so there was a diversion, the Baal was makna the chatzah to Adonim Shlishi, and then the wife got it. So here also there was a detour. The Baal made a shliach loyloch, instead of the shliach loyloch giving to the Isha, the Shliach Lalocha gave it to the Shliach LeKabbalah, who gave it to the Isha. So strictly speaking, it's good. The minute he gives the Shliach LeKabbalah, the minute the Shliach Lalocha gives the get to the Shliach LeKabbalah, is finished. The woman is Mizgareshus already. But people won't understand that. They'll think that it's a detour. So if this detour is acceptable, the other detour is also good. So that's what the Gemara says. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Again, returning back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the wife herself is Nemenis to say before an Echta. The Gemara says, why should the wife have to say b'fan anechtav? The only one who has to say b'fan anechtav is a shliach loyloch. So the Gemara says, well, we got to say that's the rare case. The meshug and the husband appointed the wife as a shliach loyloch. Then the Gemara says, so where is she? He leaves her hanging. How are you going to finish the story? The shliach loyloch, how is she going to, she can't give it back to herself. So the Gemara says, no, she'll appoint a shliach lekabbalah, and then she'll give the get to the shliach lekabbalah. The Gemara said, but half of the Amoraim hold that a shliach can't give to a shliach, tegdach nisht. So the Gemara says, no, the only time these Amoraim hold, ein shliach lehailocha, nois in es haget, the shliach lekabbalah, is only... If it's the issue of the Zayin HaBaal, the psychological problem, so then it's solved. But if it's a halachic concern, agzeirim midirabbanon, not because of the psychological concern. Agzera de Rabbanah, we don't allow it. Agzera de Rabbanah, so the whole get is no good. So the Gemara says, the only time it's a concern is if the wife appointed the Shliach LeKabbalah after the husband appointed the Shliach LeHailocha. But if the wife would first appoint the Shliach LeKabbalah before the husband made the Shliach LeHailocha, then it's not like Chatzera Bol HaLachamikan. Chatzer Bo Lachmikan means that the husband put the get in a chotzer, and then there was a detour. Either he put the get in his chotzer, then it was a detour, he sold it to someone else, and then it got to the Isha, or he put the get melechatchila into a stranger's chotzer, so it didn't go directly. So that's only parallel to the case where the husband made a shliach lohilacha, and then there was a detour, the get was given to the shliach lekabbalah. The Shliach LeKabbalah was appointed later. But if the Shliach LeKabbalah was appointed before the Shliach LeHailocha was appointed, then the Gemara says there's no comparison at all to Chatzer Habo LeAchamikan. It's not LeAchamikan. The Shliach LeKabbalah preceded. His status preceded the Shliach LeHailocha. So that's what the Gemara answers. Meikah LeMeimah, what are you going to say? Everything more, no problem. The Omar Lo, the husband says like this. Havei Shliach LeHailocha Dematis Hasam. The Chimatis. What are we up to? The chimat is awesome. No. The solution that I gave is true. What I said is true. but it's not going to work over here. What do you mean the husband is going to tell a wife, appoint a shlich lekabbalah before I make you?
Yeah.
Tesis points out later on, if you do that, that'll solve the problem, but it's not going to work over here.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, how are you going to finish off the get? She's a shlich lehilocha, and he leaves it dangling. How are you going to finish off? So the Gemara says, we're gonna do a patching job. We're going to straighten it out over here. So the Gemara, and for the Gemara like this. The Amalah, the husband says, we're touching up the pshat. The Amalah, have a shlich lailocha ad nematis hasam. I point you here by make you a shlich lailocha till you get there. When you reach that community, v'chimatis hasam, shavi shlich lailocha. You appoint another shlich is a shlich. You appoint another shliach lailocha. The din is that the shliach rishon can appoint a shliach sheni. So you appoint another shliach lailocha, and then the shliach lailocha should give you the get. The kabli as gitech minei. Shite. The good pshat. Then the Gemara says, v'boyis eima. And if you want to, I'll give a different answer. A different pshat. What's a different pshat? Exactly the same thing. So he says, d'amaloh, the husband said to the wife, have a shlich lailocha de matis hasam. I hereby appoint you to be a shlich lailocha till you reach Ashkash. Chimatis hasam, when you'll arrive in that community, Eimer kami beidina, I want you to say in front of Bezin, you're the shlich lailocha, I want you to say in front of Bezin, b'fan anechta. And then you should appoint a shliach sheni, the shlich rishon should make a shlich sheni, and then the shlich sheni should give you back the get. It's exactly the same.
Here's the shliach bezin.
The Mishnah has like this. The Mishnah has later. The Mishnah has a din. The shliach habal before he's in chutz lords, before he gives the get to the isha, has to say b'fan anechta. What if the shliach habal doesn't feel well? He's a chayla and he can't travel all the way to give the get. So he appoints a shliach sheni.
Yeah.
But the shliach sheni is going to deliver the get, yeah. So how can he say b'fan anechta? He wasn't there, he didn't see it. So the Mishnah says, the shliach rishon says b'fan anechta at the time that he hands the get over to the shliach sheni. And then the shliach sheni says later on, shaliach bezn ani. What do you mean shaliach bezn? Not the shliach bezn. He means I'm a shliach sheni. Under the auspices of bezn, and that means b'fan anechta has already been taken care of. Shliach Rishon said already, that's what it means. So that's the Lashem Shaliach Beznani. So that's what Taisus asks. That's what the bottom Taisus asks. Exactly the same. What do you mean, Iboy Seim? If you want to, you can say, how does it say again? The Iboy Seim, and if you want, he can touch up the case a little differently. This funny case. The husband made his own wife a Shliach Lailocha, and then she has to say before an Echtem, and then he leaves it dangling. So how does she finish up? The first thing Mara says, she'll make a shliach sheni, she'll give over the get, and the shliach sheni will give her back the get. Now the Gemara says, she'll say b'fan anechta before she gives the get to the shliach sheni. Umashri beidin a shliach, and then Bezdin can't make a shliach. Means that she should make a shliach sheni, and then the shliach sheni will say when he gives the get to the isha, shaliach Bezdin ani. But they swore on Allah, and then they'll give the get to you. So it's exactly the same. What's the difference? Yeah. That's what Taisus asks. What is the difference?
But still,
it has to be in front of Bezin. When you say before I necked up, the Gemara says.
He gets that from the Shliach Rishon. Right? He says
the Shliach Rishon has to say before I necked him in front of Bezin.
Now he gives the get to the Ishan, he has to go before Bezin.
No, he does not have to.
Well, the second case is the Shliach has to give it to the Shliach Sheni, so she has to say before Nechta. Then when the Shliach Sheni gives her the get,
he says Shaliach Beznani. It doesn't really mean, it's not to be taken literally, Shaliach Beznani. Bezna has no right to make a Shliach. He means, I am the Shliach Sheni who was appointed by the Shliach Rishon, happened to have been the wife herself. And it was done under the supervision, under the auspices of Bezin, and therefore there's no need for me to say b'fan echta, because the Shliach Rishon Hashem gazak b'fan echta before. So it's exactly the same. So Taisus says, b'shem o'loshen zeh chol tzedeget, he says Shaliach Beznani. It doesn't really mean, it's not to be taken literally, Shaliach Beznani. Bezna has no right to make a Shliach. He means, I am the Shliach Sheni who was appointed by the Shliach Rishon, happened to have been the wife herself. And it was done under the supervision, under the auspices of Bezin, and therefore there's no need for me to say b'fan echtav,
Because the Shlech Rishon Hashem Gezak Lufan Enachta before. So it's exactly the same. So Tosfos says, V'shema Loshon Zeh Cholok Miloshon Rishon, maybe the machlokes between the first Loshon and the second Loshon, this last Tosfos in the Perek has. Eimer, Diba Maschal Eimer. Tosfos says, what's the difference between my comma, you by same, it's the exact same thing. So Tosfos, V'shema Loshon Zeh, that second Loshon Cholok is Mechulok is in disagreement with the first Loshon, as far as when is she supposed to say before and after. But in the normal circumstances, when the shaliach is about to deliver the get to the wife, the Baal sends a shlech la'aloch, the shlech la'aloch is about to deliver the get to the wife, so he's supposed to say, b'fan anechta, b'fan anechta. What about when the shliach rishon delivers the get to the shliach sheni, and then the shliach sheni, so the shliach rishon says, before he gives it to the second shliach, he says in front of Bezna, b'fan anechta, b'fan anechta, and then the shliach sheni says, shliach Bezna. Why does the Shliach Rishon say b'fan anechta before he gives it to the Shliach Sheni? Simple.
He won't be there.
He's not going to be there.
Yeah.
Shliach Rishon traveled all the way from New York to Wisconsin, and then he's conking out. He doesn't feel well. It's a snowstorm.
Yeah.
And some other Meshugan has gone from Wisconsin to Los Angeles. He says b'fan anechta, and you go right, you go to Los Angeles.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference.
Right. Well, it
doesn't make a difference. When b'fan anechta should be said.
Right. It doesn't make a difference in solving the problem of the Tlegita. It's the same exact same solution, right? But it's just
but
a question of the timing.
So Tosfos learns that
that's the slight machlokes. That what?
It's not a machlokes actually. It's a tiboy. You could say.
Two lashonis. That the second lashon holds.
That you have to have closer to.
That she says, the second lashon says, V'chimot is hasim emer kami beidin b'fan anecht b'fan anechtam. That she says b'fan anechta when she gives it over to the shliach sheni, and then the shliach sheni gives it to her. And the first lashon didn't say that. The first lashon held that it's preferable that she should save the b'fan anechta up to the shas gerushin because she's going to be there. It's better to save it closer to the shas gerushin if you can. That's how the Tosfos suggests.
When a woman appoints shliach.
The only question is how is he going to prove? How is she going to prove that she's divorced? So if she lives in a community where everybody knows she's been married for the last 25 years, how is she going to prove? If she goes to a new community and nobody knows who she is, and she could have come and said Pnuyani, I'm single. We know that she was born, she was single, so we don't know that any...
Does he ever have to give the get to the woman?
No.
She never has to see it.
No, the only question is how is she going to prove? How is she going to prove that she's divorced? So if she lives in a community where everybody knows she's been married for the last 25 years, how is she going to prove? If she goes to a new community and nobody knows who she is, and she could have come and said, Pnuyani, I'm single. We know that she was born, she was single, so we don't know that anything changed. So she's nemenis to say, but if she lives in the same community, everybody knows she was married for the last 25 years, and all of a sudden her husband disappears. We don't think he's dead. We see him once in a while in California. So what happened? Are they separated or are they divorced? We don't know. So the woman is not nemenis to say, nizgarashti, unless you have to aid him, unless he has to get. So as a good Eitz HaTeva, every time she's going to have to, if she's interested in remarrying, she's going to have to bring the Eidim. So an Eitz HaTeva would be that the Shliach should give it again, so she'll be able to prove that she's Mugaresh.
What's effective when the Shliach...
Yeah, we get
right,
the
minute the Shliach, the Kabbalah, gets the get, she's Mugaresh.
If a husband gives the get, not to his chotzer, into neighbor's chotzer like he said before,
mm-hmm.
and then he buys that chotzer from the neighbor, and then he says, "Your zeichet is I'm giving you that person." That would be a problem, what you mentioned before.
That would be good. That would be good. The Baal puts the get into the chotzer of the neighbor.
They make a mistake. Actually, this could be like that.
That case would be good. But if the Baal puts the get into the neighbor's chotzer, some people will make a mistake. They'll think that it's good, even in the other case, that it's not good. Maybe we'll just read the first Mishnah. If a get is written shalol l'shma, it's no good. We already learned this Mishnah. The Mishnah has various degrees of shalol l'shma. One case of shalol l'shma is that they're just writing gittin for practice. It wasn't even written l'shem get at all. Another case is you have two couples live in the same city with the exact same name. So the get was written l'shem gerishin, all right, but it was written for that couple, it wasn't written for this couple, yeah. It's also no good. And then it says in the Mishnah, Yeser HaKein, the same husband has two wives. And he wrote to get for the Gdoila, and he changes his mind, he wants to give it to the Ktana, it's also no good, because it's the wrong, okay. It's the right husband, the wrong, but it's the wrong, wrong wife. And then it says, Yeser HaKein, even a bigger Chiddush. The husband has two wives and he can't afford two wives. He's going to have to get rid of either one or the other, and they have the exact same name. And then he tells the Shliya, and then he tells the Sofer, write a get, and I'm not sure which one I'm going to give it to. I'm going to make up my mind later, so one might have thought that maybe that is called Ksiva Lishma, because when he told instructions to the Sofer in the beginning, right, maybe I should say Breira. So yes, or I can't, even in that case, it's also no good. It's also no good. Okay. According to Rav Meir, you have to have, you don't need the Ksiva Lishma, but you need the Hasima has to be Lishma, because when he told instructions to the Sefer in the beginning, right, maybe I should say Breira. So yes, or I can, even in that case, it's also no good. It's also no good. Okay. According to Rav Meir, you have to have, you don't need the Ksiva Lishma, but you need the Hasima has to be Lishma. No, that's the question. Rav Meir will say everything in the Mishnah goes on Hasima. Rav Loza will say no, everything, you don't need Hasima, it goes on the Ksiva. It goes on the Ksiva. This week's Haftarah is a big Parshas HaShavua. Well, that's one part of the Haftarah. There's another part of the Haftarah about women rabbis. That's the Haftarah begins with the Ashkenazim from the beginning. It's Varish and Aviya. He shofta as he saw by Esahi. She was a rabbi. V'yoshev es tachas tam et dvora. V'yabu aleh b'nei Yisrael ha-mishpot. It says the Jewish people came that she used to paskin shaylas. The Tesis asks, in order to paskin on a din Torah, the halacha says you have to have smicha. So dvora had smicha. So she was a woman rabbi. So Tesis said, kakasha, is there such a thing? Kaka Tesis later, peches. Is there such a thing as a here peches on the base? A famous tesis. Lifnei lo lifnei adyotus. Lifnei here below lifnei peches on the base. Dibra maska below lifnei adyotus. So tesis has 2 days. One day is that you're going to have a mina that we should allow a woman rabbi, because it says in the beginning of Parshas Dvarim that they all approach Moshe Rabbeinu that they wanted to have a legal system. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hava lachem anoshim chachamim menevodim yiduim l'shivtech matzah b'shavtech v'esahi leimar," when he appointed all of the dayonim. And they all said, "Tov adov asher dibarta l'asus." B'nei Yisrael agreed to this deal. Rather than Moshe Rabbeinu said, "What do you agree?" Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Let's establish Yisro." Pashas Yisro. Yisro said, "No, well, Tibol, it's too difficult. It's son of law, Moshe Rabbeinu. It's passing in all the cases." Yisro suggested they should have institute a legal system. So Moshe Rabbeinu told B'nai Yisrael, he said, yeah, okay, we'll go for that. They should have said, no, we want to stick with Moshe Rabbeinu. They said, no, we'll go for that. So what did he say? So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, from the Sifrei. Hovelachem anoshim, pick men. So he says, v'chizalka daitach noshim, there isn't even a havamina to appoint a woman rabbi. So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, no, the word anoshim means tzaddikim. It doesn't mean men as opposed to women. There's no havamina to have a woman rabbi. It means just to have tzaddikim. Right. So that's what you have to say. For a woman to serve as a dayan, that's 2 days in places. One opinion is, and to serve as a dayan means that you have a woman who gets smicha. Woman gets smicha, she can serve as a dayan. So that's one opinion that it is good. Dvara v'shaftas yisrael a regular dayan. And here we're talking about to serve as a rabbi is a different thing, as a position in the community, that's not just to have tzaddik. Right, so that's what you have to say. For a woman to serve as a dayan, that's 2 days in places. One opinion is, and to serve as a dayan means that you have a woman who gets smicha. Woman gets smicha, she can serve as a dayan. So that's one opinion that it is good. Dvara v'shaftas yisrael a regular dayan. And here we're talking about to serve as a rabbi is a different thing, as a position in the community, that's not permissible. The other day in Tesis is that not, that a woman even to serve as a shofet, as a dayan, is also not. That she was shofet as alpinavua, pirach HaKodesh is a different thing.
Yeah.
A different thing. So Tesis doesn't deny that a woman cannot get smicha. the 2 days are whether an isha is ksheira or ladun. It sounds like both days hold that a woman can get smicha. But still, we haven't had women getting any smicha for many, many years. There must be some good reason for it. Must be a very good reason. Either. I remember many years ago, they quoted the name of Rav Elvela Soloveitchik, that he said that his father, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, had such a power penetration, he had such insight, he could analyze the situation, and he can tell you if you go one direction, what will be in another 60 years, and if you go the other direction, what will be in another 60 years. And he said, but I don't have that power. I can't see like that. But then he paused for a moment, and then he said, but I think I'd still have a mile over the other Rabbanim of the generation. He said, at least I can see what's under my nose. He said, other Rabbanim can't even see. Sometimes in our generation, we see like that a lot of times. You talk about a certain circumstance. Is this permissible or not? So even if the thing is permissible, what's going to be the next step? What is this going to lead to? Not in 60 years. What is it going to lead to in 5 years? What is it going to lead to in 2 months? So a lot of times you have to be careful. Sometimes issues get blown out of proportion. And even if something is mutter, but we see what it's going to lead to. So the melech becomes usa. You're not permitted to do something which is going to lead to an avera. So even if you have makairis, you have the haftarid, she was a shofetis, and it's taka one day in tesis, that you can have a woman rabbi, and even if not like that tesis, you can have a woman with smicha, but we haven't had women with smicha for quite a few centuries, if not for quite a few millennia. And the lemaisa, we don't do that, and there must be a good reason why. It must be that we are concerned about shem yovel adei takola. The tanoim had a machlekes where the isha samechas rishus or not. The pasuk says in the beginning of parshas Vayikra, when you bring a korban, so the bala korban has to lean b'smicha on the korban. So if a woman brings a korban, she's not mechuyev to do smicha. So the male, if she's not mechuyev, so she's not permitted to, because it's mila or it's mishkamish b'kochman. It's not exactly mila, means when you're nene. This is avoida b'kochman. L'savet b'v'chor sherecha, but the sagas b'chor tzenechas and isa avoida b'kochman. So you're not allowed to. So a woman brings a korban, so she's not allowed to do the smicha b'chol koicha. So in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the women felt bad. They're excluded from doing that mitzvah, and it is a concern. The women shouldn't feel excluded from the mitzvahs. The Rabbanim have to see to it in every generation that they have the women participate in talking, that Rav Shimshon Afoel Hirsch was matirit, and Rabbi Zvil Hildesheimer was matirit. He was in Hildesheimer Seminary in Berlin. And they explain what is based on Azashit and Azashit, they were Mekel, Shirei Kodesh, and men and women together. It's Trekoli Lamishtami Ahetta. So he says, the women in Germany were more frum than the women in Poland, where he came from. The women were not observing, the women didn't want to marry B'nai Torah in Poland. That's what he writes. Before the Second World War, it was very difficult to get a woman to marry a yeshiva person. That's why in the Miri yeshiva, they got married in their 40s. The people thought it was Ashita that they should see. That wasn't Ashita. The girls weren't interested in marrying yeshiva guys. Not like now, that the shviga will go get an extra job in order to support the son-in-law. The girls weren't interested in marrying boys. So that's what the Sridhar Yesh wrote, that in Germany somehow they maintained the observance by the women. So he says psychologically they were more Reusgauf and knew what they were doing. So he said this cooler we should accept. There must be a good reason why they instituted this cooler and their educational system was better. So he writes the same also regarding the height of the mechitza. He writes that Rav Moshe Feinstein said that the mechitza just shoulder height is enough. And the Satmar Rebbe said it should be over your head. So he says he would recommend that you should follow the cooler shita, because if you're going to have such a high mechitza, the women will feel excluded from the davening. So he says they're going to exclude them from participation. They're going to be pyrical. They won't be interested in keeping mitzvahs at all. So he writes that we have to go out of our way to see to it that we have the women participate. But you have to see exactly where they're going to participate. So the Tanoim had this issue in the times of the Bayi Sheni. The women felt bad. They're excluded over here from doing smicha on the korbanos. So the Tanoim had a machlokes, should we permit the women to do an imitation smicha? To do akufa yudaicha, just to put the hands on the korban, not to lean b'chol koyach, just to put the hands, to have a tam, a gishmak, a feeling as if they're not permitted to do a real smicha, to do an imitation smicha. So half of the Tanaim say we don't allow it because we're choshesh shema yovel adei takola. Some of the women will lean b'chol koyach, which is not permissible because it's an isra avoyda b'kotchim, because it's not mechuyiv. And the psak was on genum, and not so, that it's permissible to do the imitation mitzvah. We're not concerned, we'll explain to them how they should do it, that it won't be Bali Day Takoli. Yeah, but this whole cooler that we allow to do the imitation mitzvah is only in a circumstance where they're unable to do the real McCoy. If they can't do the real mitzvah, then we permit them to do the imitation mitzvah, and we hope when we pray, they won't come the day takal. But we see in our generation that some of the women are doing imitation mitzvahs, and not that it's going to come the day takal in another 50 years. It already came the day takal from day number one, when they instituted these groups with them in my neighborhood. They have a women's prayer group. From day number one, they were saying brachas levatol, because they never consulted any. They consulted a certain person who thought that he was a talmid chacham. He didn't know which way to hold up a kitzur shulchan aruch, and they were doing everything wrong. And in many communities, when they have these women's prayer groups, they do everything wrong from top to bottom. And the rabbanim that they have paskening their shailas for them, unfortunately, are not so. They don't know kitzur shulchan aruch. So it's really a big problem. So the raya from the haftarah. I cannot be right. Just because there's one opinion in Tosfos that Dvoira was taka a woman rabbi, and she had smicha and she was permitted to paskin dine Torah, doesn't necessarily mean that bizman hazeh we would permit it. We have to be concerned not what's going to happen in another 60 years. What's going to happen now under our noses? What is it leading to? I remember I took a course once years ago in graduate school in Sheba University. So there's one professor who was teaching Jewish history. He's giving his original ideas, his original theories about Jewish history. Very borderline apikursis. On the wrong border, on the wrong side of the border. So I remember at the time that I had the course, Rabbi Kanatapsky Zuchan Lebracha, who was a big Talmud Chacham, much older than me, he was sitting in on the course also. He needed the degree for whatever purpose. So I remember the professor said a certain idea. So I said, "You mean to say?" And I said something that's outright apikursis. So Rabbi Kanatapsky turned around and he said, "What are you putting words in his mouth? What do you have to pick on the guy he didn't say?" So the professor said, "What do you mean? I mean to say? That's what I said. I said it." So Rabbi Kanatapsky was a tmimizdika person. He only said X. He never said Y. So what do I have to put words in his mouth? But the professor said, "What do you mean? I mean to say? That's what I said." This also, it's not. It's not what's going to happen next. Like Rav Elbele said, some Rabbanim don't even see what's under their eyes. Not they can't see what's the next thing that's going to happen. What is under their noses? It's a big problem. Yeah. Anyway, I started out, I mentioned that my daughter had a baby boy. My daughter who lives down the block. And she's going to have a bris. They're going to have a bris here. My son-in-law, Daddy Engelmeyer.
Yeah.
So they're going to have a bris here on Monday morning. After the early minion, I think, at 6:20, I think they told me 6:20, something, we're going to find out what time it is. Okay. And we brought some mashke and some cookies in the back to drink l'chaim.
To get ready for the...